Wisconsin once again makes national headlines by way of immigration. When a man who was arrested by ICE while dropping his daughter off at school was accused of sending letters threatening to assassinate President Trump. Prior to his arrest, Ramon Morales-Reyes was helping police as a crime victim and witness. And in a disturbing twist, the very man he was set to testify against is the man who allegedly penned the letters with intent to frame him and have him deported. Despite his innocence in the threats, he remains in ICE custody at the Dodge County Jail, pending his removal proceedings, the Department of Homeland Security says. Democratic Representatives Mark Pocan and Gwen Moore paid a visit to the Dodge County Jail this week to try to speak with Mr. Morales-Reyes and to see the conditions of the only ICE detention facility in the state.
My concern is that, you know, if this case, If Mr. Morales-Reyes is indeed deported, deported because he came to the attention of ICE because he was a victim of crime, that we can just forget about ever being able to get any cooperation out of immigrants, that they will not help local police in their enforcement efforts, won't help the FBI in securing the whereabouts of people who truly are criminals, people who truly are writing letters threatening the life of the president. This is a much bigger issue, and that I think that Mr. Morales-Reyes is a victim. He's a victim.